This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Brazilian football icon Pelé has died at the age of 82. Pelé was widely regarded as the greatest player of all time. He was a three-time World Cup winner. His daughter wrote on Instagram, "Everything we are is thanks to you. We love you infinitely. Rest in peace." The hospital treating Pelé in Brazil said in a statement that his death after a long battle with cancer was caused by multiple organ failure. Reaction instantly began flowing in, with current Brazilian star Neymar saying Pelé had transformed football into an art, and French star Kylian Mbappe saying the legend's legacy would never be forgotten. Pelé's reign extended beyond the pitch, with gigs as a movie star, singer, and later as sports minister in the 1990s. He was one of the first black cabinet members in Brazil. The Vatican has announced that Pope Emeritus Benedict is described as lucid, conscious, and stable, but that his health condition remains serious. AP correspondent Karen Chamis reports.
Pope Francis revealed that Benedict was very ill and had gone to see him at his home in the Vatican Gardens, where he has lived since retiring in 2013. Benedict was the first pope to do so in 600 years. Amidst the bustle of St. Peter's Square, Vatican visitor Anna Marca wished him well. "I think by now he has lived about long enough, poor thing. And since he's sick, he's not well. If God wishes, he will take him away." Vatican expert Massimo Franco says it is hard to tell the exact condition of the retired pontiff.
"When you are 95, of course you can die in each moment."
I'm Karen Chamas.
And the number of people who died from a massive fire at the Grand Diamond City Hotel in Cambodia is likely to rise. This is VOA News. Russia has unleashed the biggest wave of strikes in weeks on areas throughout Ukraine. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Kyiv residents woke up to the thunderous sound of heavy Russian shelling. Ukraine's military said scores of Russian missiles were fired at Ukrainian energy facilities, but that Ukrainian forces managed to shoot down a large number of them. Russia dispatched explosive drones to selected regions overnight before broadening the barrage with cruise missiles in the morning. In Kyiv, residents such as Anastasia are defiant and frustrated at the relentless disruption to their daily lives. "We're just tired of this and we don't have special concerns. Yes, we're trying to react and go to the shelter, but this interrupts our life." I'm Karen Chamas.
The blizzard in the U.S. state of New York claimed more than three dozen lives, with the city of Buffalo being one of the hardest hit areas. Roads in that city, though, have reopened as the search for storm victims continues. The local public works commissioner, Bill Geary, said Mother Nature is helping to clear away some of the piled up snow.
"Hopefully with the warmer weathers, the slower melt, it's manageable. We're not really too concerned with any flooding, although some of our districts right now are doing some snow ditching, opening up drainage inlets so that this gradual melt will take place. And we're going to see some localized little ponding areas, but hopefully that's it."
Benjamin Netanyahu was sworn in as Israel's prime minister again on Thursday in a comeback for the political veteran. The hard-right Israeli government aims to expand Jewish settlements in the occupied West Bank and pursue other policies criticized at home and abroad. And hundreds of Israeli left-wing and centrist activists, as well as other protesters, gathered. VOA's Diane Roberts has more.
They were protesting against the inauguration of Benjamin Netanyahu's new government Thursday.
"I came to demonstrate against the government that about to rise up in Israel. Horrible government, a lot of criminals are sitting there, and they wish to destroy the Israeli democracy. And we came to demonstrate against it."
The veteran leader is on trial for graft charges he denies and has sought to calm concerns about the fate of civil rights and diplomacy since his bloc of nationalist and religious parties secured a parliamentary majority in a November 1st election. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
And Spain's interior minister on Thursday denounced a dreadful surge in gender violence after nine women were killed in December, mainly by their partners. For more, visit voanews.com. Reporting via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.